Mets, and Nationals. Noah Syndergaard back on the mound after missing his last start with a biceps injury. We'll take it to the second inning as he faces Bryce Harper.
Syndergaard walked off the mound holding his arm, and he's gone. He's done for the day. Wow. And there it goes to left field. See you later. Way upstairs. Rendon's first of the year. 6-3 Washington.
And two men on base, getting down to Anthony Rendon. Kicks, fires. Breaking ball driven deep left center field. Granderson going back to the track, to the wall. It's gone! Second home run in two innings for Anthony Rendon. He's got a career high 6 runs driven in. The Nationals hit double digits and a 10-5 lead over the Mets. Rendon has 6 RBIs. He's now about to bat with the bases loaded.
It's 2-2 to Rendon. Swing and a drive. Hit well to right center field. Lucaris going back, way back. It is off the wall and in play. Turner has scored. Harper has scored. Here comes Murphy. He has scored with a new single game runs batted in record for Anthony Rendon. Remember where you are, so you remember where you were when Anthony Rendon singled, homered twice, doubled, and drove in 9 runs in one game.
2-2 on Rendon. Here's the pitch.
Swing and a long drive, deep left field, way back. This ball is gone, goodbye, gone, goodbye. 6-for-6 in the game for Rendon. He's hit 3 home in the game. He has a single that drove in 2, a double that drove in 3, a solo homer, a 3-run homer, a single, and another solo home run. 6-for-6 with 10 runs batted in. Unbelievable. It's the Nationals 23 and the Mets 5.
23-5 Nationals would be your final score. This was for sure Anthony Rendon's day, his final line outstanding. 6-for-6, 3 home runs, 5 runs, and 10 RBI. The official status on Noah Syndergaard is a possible lat strain. Dusty Baker and the Nationals come out way on top against the Mets on Sunday as they win 23-5, thanks in large part to a career day by Anthony Rendon. Here's the Nats skipper on the big win.
Ever seen anything like that?
Not that I can remember. And, you know, we had some guys had some big days, you know, especially Anthony, 6-for-6 with 10 RBIs and 3 home runs. And Wieters had a couple homers. And, Zim continues to have, you know, he had a great month. And some guys had great months, you know. And so we start, we much needed off day. We start back May, you know, May the 2nd. Hope these guys enjoy the off day, because we've been dragging. We've been running on fumes the last couple of days. And so, you know, we hated to take Joe out in the 4th, but, you know, we were trading runs with him. And those guys can hit the ball at the ballpark. And so we've got to get Joe something figured out. But luckily we scored, you know, a lot of runs today.
You've been trying to get Anthony going the last few days.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can take you from 240 to 280 in a hurry, especially this early in the season. And, you know, it couldn't happen to a finer guy. I think last year he had 1 home run and maybe 1 RBI the whole month. But he finished extremely strong this month in April. And, like I said, we take a much-needed rest. And, we got a tough series coming up here against – Arizona, because they're playing good ball too. So we just have to savor this one, have a good day off, and then come back smoking on Tuesday.
How much can it mean to your lineup to get a guy like Anthony going? I mean,
Well, especially behind Murph, you know what I mean, and then Michael, you know, got some early behind Anthony, and then Wieters got some also, and so. You know, you want balance up and down your lineup, and you want, you know, everybody to get on the hit parade. And then Joe got ball firm, but it wasn't moving like, you know, like usual. And so when you get a guy like that, certainly you have to jump on him. You hope that he's not hurt too bad because you don't want to see anybody hurt. But, you know, it's a big day for us to try to salvage this game out of a three-game series because we certainly didn't want a reverse sweep because we swept them last week and then you didn't want them coming back sweeping us for all the grant, you know, the ground that we had gained. Mm-hmm. No, just telling him just to think more straight away and be aggressive and stay in the strike zone. That's what he's doing more. So, like I said, hopefully, you know, he can build off that. He's had two pretty good games and because we need him. And, you know, we just go from here. I don't know, just some balls, the sliders are up in the zone, and the fastballs are kind of in the middle of the plate. And I don't know, I just and then I had an epiphany when I changed the lineup this afternoon because I had Worth batting seventh and then and Michael second. So I switched them around, and Jason got us off to, you know, a good start, too, in that first inning. Mm-hmm. That's the major league record?
Yes.
Wow, great. Well, he was on base enough.
Yeah, what does that say about not only his ability to get on base, but this lineup from top to bottom?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, when you got a guy as hot as Zim has been, you know, he's driving in Bryce a lot. And then you got Murph after him, who's also driving in Zim or Harper. And so it was nice to see Anthony get going, you know, today, so we just have to build on it. And, you know, we got a long way to go and got hopefully a lot more runs to score.
Anthony Rendon goes 6-for-6 with 3 home runs and 10 RBI in the Nats' 23-5 victory against the Mets on Sunday. Here's Rendon on his brilliant day.
It's definitely fun to be a part of, to be out here, obviously, but it was a long game.
Your team has put up 77 runs in the last week. What most stands out to you about the way you guys are going offensively right now?
I think just the fact that we're all clicking. You know, obviously, we have a lot of guys off to a great start, and that's what's fun to see, especially guys that didn't have the best of years in the previous, and now I guess the ball is finally falling their way, so it's good. It's good to be a part of.
You don't like talking about yourself, but I'm going to have to do this to you. You went 6-for-6 with 3 homers and 10 RBI today. You're the 13th player in the history of Major League Baseball to have 10 RBI in a game. How do you react to that?
Our pitching was, you know, just amazing. They kept them down to 5 runs, so as long as we scored 6, all we had to do was win.
Can I do anything to get you to comment on your offensive day today?
No.
Things resume on Tuesday for the Nationals as they host a series against the Diamondbacks.